The second caliph of Islam, Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiyallahu anhu. Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiyallahu anhu.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we welcome you once again in our new episode of our program that goes by the name of the second Caliph of Islam, Umar bin Khattab, radiyallahu anhu. As is obvious from the title of the program, in this program we talk about the excellences, the greatness, the majesty of the second Caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab, radiyallahu anhu, and enlighten our hearts with his love, with his devotion, with loyalty towards him, with the element of following his footsteps, acting upon his teachings by learning about him. Today, insha'Allah, we will talk about his wisdom, the insightfulness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted him, how he would go about certain matters, how he would resolve them, and what great insightfulness he would possess, and what insightfulness actually is, what foresightedness actually is. This very branch of wisdom you can take it as, what exactly does it mean, and how greatly Allah Almighty has blessed Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu with this very faculty. But before that, let's first of all listen to a virtue of sending peace and salutation upon our master, our leader, the best of the creations, the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah mentions in Jami Tirmidhi hadith number 484, which Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya has mentioned in his booklet Blessings of Salat and Salam. The hadith is that the person closest to me on the Day of Judgment will be the one who would have recited Salat upon me abundantly in this world. Subhanallah. So a great way we've learned to attain the proximity, the closeness of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam on the Day of Judgment, the day when there will be no other helper. So we should also recite Salat upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam as much as we can. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, we're talking about the unmatched wisdom, insightfulness, foresightedness that was given to Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we talk about foresightedness, when we talk about insightfulness, what does it actually mean? We need to understand the definition of this very term and then see that how does it apply to the seerah of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. In its definition, Amir Ahl Sunnat Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya has defined it in Faizan Sunnat Volume 2, Call Towards Righteousness, in these words. He writes that Allah Almighty places something in the hearts of His awliya, of His saints, through which He come to know about the affairs of certain people. This is what foresightedness is, insightfulness is. So something is placed in their hearts by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through which they come to know about the affairs of certain people. And it is true fact, the Ibn of Madani tell that a mu'min, a believer, sees through the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Abu Sayyid Khudri radiallahu anhu, he narrates that the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam stated that fear, the wisdom, the foresightedness, insightfulness of a believer as he sees through the nur of Allah. So this is a hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam regarding a true believer. And when we talk about our master, our leader, the second caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, he is the leader of believers. So when the hadith is mentioning that a believer, he sees from the nur of Allah Almighty, then imagine the rank, the station upon which Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu is stationed. What great rank Allah Almighty granted him, and he is the leader of believers. So what great insightfulness, foresightedness he would possess. Keeping in mind the definition of foresightedness in mind, let's visualize the personality of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, that what great personality he would be, what great wisdom, insightfulness, foresightedness he would possess, that Allah Almighty would have given him. There are many, many accounts in the life of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, through which we can see glimpses of this great insightfulness, foresightedness that he possessed, which was given to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyiduna Tariq bin Shihab radiallahu anh states that if a person, anyone, he mentions something in front of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh and also mixed an element of lie in it, then Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, he would stop him over there. And then he would start reiterating what he was saying again. And as soon as he would again bring the element of lie in his utterance, in his discussion, what he was saying, then Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, he would stop him there and then, instantly, again. Now, when that person, he would complete his sentence, whatever he was saying, then he would say that whatever I said, that is haq, that is truth, apart from those places where you told me to stop. Those very places where you told me to stop, those were the elements of lies, fabrications that I had placed within my statement. So even the speaker himself would confess to the fact that wherever Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu would tell him to stop, those very places would be the places where he would add the elements of lie in his speech. So even from this perspective, we can see that what great foresightedness Allah Almighty blessed Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu with, that he was even able to distinguish the truth and false within the speech of a person, and the person talking, he also would confess to the fact that wherever Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu was telling me to stop, those were the places where I had mixed lies in my statement. Similarly, Sayyiduna Hassan radiallahu anhu states that if there was anyone who was able to distinguish a fabricated statement within a speech, if there was someone who was able to recognize the element of lie within a statement, within a speech, then it was the blessed personality of the second caliph of Islam, Sayyiduna Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. Subhanallah, he radiallahu anhu is that personality who was able to distinguish between a true statement and a false statement. We can imagine, dear viewers of Madani Channel, that many people could be saying many things to us, but it is very difficult for a layman to distinguish between a true statement and a false statement without, of course, being aware of all the contextual background and everything that is happening. But if a person knows all that, then he's not in need of knowing the statements, the speech of the other person. But over here, we are talking about a general discussion, a general speech, when someone would start talking that in front of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, through his wisdom, through his insightfulness, would be able to distinguish that which element of that speech comprises of truth and which element of that speech comprises of falsehood, which element of that speech is untrue. This was the personality of Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu. Once he was a Madani channel, the second caliph of Islam, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, he was sat in the masjid and other companions were also sat over there. In the meanwhile, a person passed by there. Now, people, they asked Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu that, do you know this person? To which he radiallahu anhu replied that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the news of the unseen to one person regarding the advent of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, regarding the arrival of the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, whose name is Sawad bin Qarib radiallahu anhu. I haven't seen him, but if he is still alive, then this very person who just passed by, he is that very person, meaning Sawad bin Qarib radiallahu anhu. And he has a dignified rank, a special rank amongst his nation. So after this, he radiallahu anhu, he called that person who passed by in front of him. He spoke to him, conversed with him, and it was exactly as he radiallahu anhu, meaning Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, had stated, meaning that he was Sayyiduna Sawad bin Qarib radiallahu anhu. So regarding him, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu mentioned that there is a person to whom Allah Almighty gave the news of the unseen regarding the advent of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, regarding the arrival of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. If that person is still alive, then this very person is him. So when he was called, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu spoke to him, and he eventually was the same person that Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu mentioned. So just by looking at the person at this very occasion, the wisdom, the insightfulness, foresightedness of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu is also reflected. At another occasion, dear viewers of Madani channel, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, he was passing by a street of Medina. Now, what happens is that a young man, he comes in front of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. He was passing by there, and he comes in front of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, and under his clothes, he was hiding a bottle. Now, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, through his wisdom, through his insightfulness, he recognized, he became aware of the fact that the bottle that he's hiding is of alcohol, is of wine. Now, as soon as he approached him, he asked the young man that, "Oh young man, what are you hiding under your clothes?" Now, obviously, there was alcohol in the bottle, but now that young man, he was very, very embarrassed in front of Amir al-Mu'mineen. Obviously, it is Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, whose dignity, whose grandeur is immense. And that was also apparent before everyone. Now, you can imagine someone like Amir al-Mu'mineen, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, is standing in front of you, and you are holding a bottle of alcohol. You can imagine how embarrassed you would be at this very moment of time, and a person would be thinking that how can I confess to Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu that I'm holding wine bottle in my hand. Now, similar kind of thoughts were crossing the mind of that very young man. Now, in his heart, he straight away, instantly supplicated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, "Oh Allah, do not humiliate me in front of Umar radiallahu anhu. Keep my faults hidden, covered in front of him. I sincerely repent in your court that I will never drink alcohol in future." So after making this sincere repentance in his heart, in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that young man, he said, "Ya Amirul Mu'mineen, O the leader of believers, this is a bottle of vinegar. This is vinegar bottle." Now upon this, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, he said, "Okay, show it to me then." And when that bottle was brought before Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, that bottle indeed had turned into the bottle of vinegar. Meaning that wine alcohol inside it had turned into vinegar. But Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, he knew what the matter is. And this also shows his greatness, that a person repented sincerely in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the medium of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, out of the dignity, the grandeur of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, to which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted the repentance of the young man and turned the unlawful into something lawful. This is also the eminence and the greatness of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Zayd bin Aslam rahmatullah alayhi, he narrates from his father that once Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, he passed by a few people, and he also saw a person with whom was also his son. Now, seeing this, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, he said, "How great it is! What a great matter it is that up until today, I haven't even seen such resemblance between crows, the resemblance that I see between you and your son." Now, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, he mentions this to that very person. Now, upon this, that person, he said, that, "O Amirul Mu'mineen, O the leader of believers, by Allah, the mother of this child gave him birth after her passing." So this is what he reveals, another fact, that the mother of this child gave him birth after her passing. Now to this, Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu said to him, that, "Tell me the detail of this entire account." So the person now starts mentioning the detail of this entire account, the detail of the birth of the child, regarding whom Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu said that such resemblance is not even seen between crows, but he's seen between that father and son. So the person says that once I had to go to an expedition, and when I was leaving my home, my wife was pregnant, and she said to me that you're leaving me pregnant and going to the expedition, to which I said to her that the child that is in your womb, in your stomach, I am entrusting him to Allah Almighty. I'm giving him in the refuge of Allah Almighty. So saying this, he says that I left for the expedition. Now, when I came back, after the expedition ended, when I returned back home, the door of my house was shut. And when I asked other people regarding my wife, they told me that she's passed away. Now, listening to this news, I became extremely grieved and very, very sad. Then he says that at the night time, I was sitting with my cousins talking to them when I saw some fire lit up in between the graves in Jannatul Baqi. So he says that I asked my cousins that what is this fire? They didn't tell me anything and they just left. Then he says that I went again to them and inquired from them regarding that lit fire in between the graves in Jannatul Baqi. And then they said to me that we see this fire every day on the grave of your wife. So the person now, he became more sad. And he said that I recited, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And my grief even increased more because this indicated to me that my wife is in punishment. And why I was more sad was because by Allah, my wife, she used to fast abundantly and she would offer nawafil abundantly, and she was very chaste woman, very pious woman. So he said that I took my cousins along with me to the grave of my wife with the intention of digging it up. But when I reached there, I saw that the grave was already opened and a child is playing around my wife. Now, when I saw this, a voice from the heavens, a voice from the sky was heard that, oh, the one who kept an entrustment with his Lord, pick up your entrustment, meaning this child, and take him away. Had you left your wife as an entrustment as well to your Lord Almighty, then you would have definitely found her alive as well. So he said that I picked the child up and the grave then shut back itself. And O Amirul Mu'mineen, O the leader of believers, by Allah, this is the same very child. So dear viewers of Madani channel, you can see that what an astonishing account this was. But yet, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, just by looking at the father and the son, he realized that they are not ordinary father and son. There's definitely more to it just than an ordinary relationship. And we can see what an astonishing and great account it was, where we also learned that whenever we go anywhere, or even if we are at home, we should make a habit of entrusting things in the custody of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should make a habit of entrusting things to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll see them being preserved, inshallah. We'll see them being secured from being harmed, inshallah, azza wa jal. And we should try to develop this practice by entrusting things to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear viewers of Madani channel, there's another beautiful account where our master, our leader, our guide, the fourth caliph of Islam, the lion of Allah, Mawla Mushkil Kusha, Ali al-Murtaza, Karram Allahu ta'ala wajhahu al-Kareem, saw a dream. And how that dream was practically acted upon by Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh shows us the greatness of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, and also how Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza, Karram Allahu ta'ala wajhahu al-Kareem, he also held Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh very high in his sight. So it is stated, so once the fourth caliph of Islam, Mawla Mushkil Kusha Ali al-Murtaza, Karram Allahu ta'ala wajhahu al-Kareem, saw a dream where he sees that he offers Fajr Salah behind the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. After offering salah, the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam, he sat against the pulpit, and all of a sudden a maidservant comes with a tray full of dates, and that very tray, which is full of dates, was placed in front of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Now the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam, picked up one date and said, Ya Aliyu, ta'khudu hadhihi rataba meaning that, "Oh Ali, do you want to eat this date?" To which I replied, "Yes, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam." So the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam puts that date inside my mouth. Now Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu is mentioning his dream of his. Now, similarly, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam picks up a second date, and in the same way, he asked me again that, "Would you like to eat this date, O Ali?" To which I replied it affirmative, saying that, "Yes, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam." So the final messenger of Allah, the seal of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, again put that date in my mouth. So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu says that when I woke up, that I was still under the same very state, and the date that the Prophet ﷺ had placed inside my mouth, I could still feel their taste. So he said that I performed wudu, went to the masjid, and offered salah behind the second caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu. Now, after offering salah, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu also sat against the pulpit in the same way as the Prophet ﷺ sat in my dream. And I had just intended to mention my dream to Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, when all of a sudden a woman came with a tray full of dates and placed it at the door of the masjid. Now that very tray was brought to Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, and now Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, he picks up one date and says to me, "Ta'kul min hadha ya Ali," meaning that, "O Ali, would you eat this date?" To which I replied, "Yes, why not, I will eat this date." So Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, he placed that date inside my mouth. Then he radiallahu anhu picked up another date and then asked me the same question, to which I replied in the affirmative, saying that, "Yes, I would like to eat that date." And Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu again placed that date inside my mouth. In the same way, he radiallahu anhu picked up dates and distributed them amongst other Sahaba as well. Now Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, he says that, "In my heart I felt a desire to eat more dates." So he radiallahu anhu, meaning Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, he looked towards me and he said that, "O my brother, if the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam had given you more than two dates in the dream last night, then definitely me too, I would have given you more." Subhanallah. Remember, dear viewers of Madani channel, the dream that we spoke about, the Prophet ﷺ two times placed date in the mouth of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. And in this account again, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu did the same, placed date in the mouth of Ali radiallahu anhu twice. And when Ali radiallahu anhu expressed a desire to eat more dates than Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, before that Ali radiallahu anhu could mention that to Umar radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu himself said to him that, "O my brother, if the Prophet ﷺ had fed you more dates in the dream last night, then me too, definitely I would have fed you more dates." Now upon this, the fourth caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, he says that, "Listening to this, I became extremely astonished, and I said that whatever I saw in the dream last night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has informed about that to Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu." And to this, Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, he looked towards me and he said that, "O Ali, mu'min, a believer, looks through the noor of Allah." Upon this, I said that, "You've spoken the truth, O Amirul Mu'mineen. This is exactly what I saw in my dream last night, and the taste of the dates that I felt through your hands is the same taste of the dates that I felt through the hands of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in my dream last night." Subhanallah. So dear viewers of Madani channel, we can see the great insightfulness that Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu was blessed with by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that whatever transpired in the dream of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, he practically acted upon it the next day. And whatever the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam did in the dream, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu also did the same the next day. Now what we need to realize and understand over here is that the entire account of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam feeding Ali radiallahu anhu the dates took place in the dream. And Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu had not mentioned his dream to Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, whereas he radiallahu anhu, meaning Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, did exactly as to what the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam did in the dream in reality. And the same thing which Umar radiallahu anhu said to Ali radiallahu anhu, that had the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam fed you more dates in the dream, then I would have also fed you more right now. This shows us that what greatness Allah Almighty blessed Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu with, that he was also made aware of the dream that Ali radiallahu anhu had seen the night before. This is that greatness, the greatness of ranks and excellences that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu with. And upon the astonishment of Ali radiallahu anhu, the reply of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu was that, O Ali, a mu'min, a believer, sees through the nur of Allah. This shows us that the individual who is a true believer, who is a true believer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him with great, great excellences. And a believer sees through the nur of Allah. And when we talk about the leader of the believers, who is the most superior of after Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, who is Abdul al-Bashir Ba'd al-Anbiya, then we can imagine what would be the state of insightfulness and wisdom that Allah Almighty would have given him. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, these were just a few accounts through which we could see a reflection, a glimpse of the insightfulness and wisdom that Allah Almighty had given our master, our leader, the second caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. May Allah Almighty shower his countless mercies and blessings upon Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu and forgive us all without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Bidahi khatam in nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
The second caliph of Islam, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu.